The opening track starts with ambient sounds of the ocean, and once you hear that, it's sort of the introduction to the themes of the album, with snippets of the songs and themes that occur throughout the album as memory.
Can you see the real me? Can you? Can you?
And then you have ambient sounds suddenly slamming you into the song The Real Me, with those powerful opening notes from John Entwistle's bass guitar playing it like a lead guitar. This is a recording about a young man who's manic depressive, bipolar, suffering from schizophrenia. The album has some really, really hard rock songs, and then some very spiritual, melancholy, lyrical tracks.
Why should I care if I have to cut my hair?
The main character, Jimmy, is a troubled young guy. He's gone to a psychiatrist, he's seen a priest, he's visited the doctor, went to see his mother, and after you listen to the tracks, you get to see a prognosis of a personality in crisis. You really start to get inside his head. Pete Townsend became the poet laureate of the Mods in Shepherd's Bush in West London. And being a mod was a thing. Quadrophenia captured not only much of the persona of The Who at the time, but also the whole mod movement going on in the UK. The double LP album featured an illustrated book that came along with the gatefold record jacket, which really helped explain the album because it really had a lot going on. And like anything Pete Townsend has written, Quadrophenia is not an album for short attention span. Another really unique aspect of the album is the sound between the songs. Silence is what you usually get between the songs on traditional LPs, but here, sound effects of the city, train whistles, traffic, and mod motorbikes you hear between every track. We love playing the songs on FM at the time, songs like The Real Me and 515, Bellboy, Love Rain Or Me, a musical landscape of everything from power pop and 515 to that spiritual prayer in the song Love Rain Or Me.
Only love.
Pete says this was the last great album from The Who, and it's the LP he's most proud of.